Elections are over and winners are taking the helm in India. Clean water is changing lives in Zimbabwe. And who connects the dots for missionaries in the field? We'll tell you in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. It's results day in India. After 69 days of polling in the world's largest elections, workers are tallying results from some 500 million ballots. India's new prime minister and government will be officially announced this afternoon. India Partners' John Sparks says they're already encountering hardship on the local level.
Everywhere it's become more difficult to do evangelism. If the local people say it's not going to happen, it becomes very difficult for the church.
The BJP, a Hindu nationalist party, is expected to win the elections. Spark says this will give free rein to Hindu radicals in state and city governments.
Pressure that was there because there was an opposing government over them will be released. So if incidences happen locally, there won't be the pressure from the central government to bring justice.
Pray for God's will to be done in this possible leadership change, and then be ready to act.
If I'm going to pray, that means I also have to respond to the voice of God.
Next, around 50 Nigerian schoolgirls have escaped the Boko Haram's grasp. They're helping officials identify their fellow classmates in a video released by the terrorists earlier in the week. Open Doors USA is also at work in Nigeria, helping the families of girls taken hostage by Boko Haram. Through trauma counseling and additional support, they're helping families keep their eyes on Christ during this trial. There are ways that you can come alongside and help at our website. This is Mission Network News. Kids thrive in families. That's a no-brainer, right? Well, Bright Hope International's president, C.H. Dyer, thinks so too.
The research over the last few years has really shown us that orphanages are going by way of the horse and buggy.
This is especially true in Uganda, where most orphans actually have family nearby. Convincing people to change their approach, though, isn't easy.
We've decided to put on a symposium in November of this year to help pastors learn how to transition children from their orphan setting to place those children into secure families, and then how to come alongside those families and support them as they care for an orphan.
Will you help mobilize the church? We'll connect you at our website.
Pray that we can get the word out in the areas of Uganda that we'll be inviting these pastors to come. Secondly, if you'd like to support a pastor to come to this symposium, if you could give a gift of $100, that would support half of his time over a two-day period.
Elsewhere, clean water can be a cure for domestic violence in countries like Zimbabwe. Women get up early in the morning and walk for miles for contaminated water. When the women reach home, they face beatings from their suspicious husbands for getting home late. Living Water International drills wells in villages not only to provide safe water, but a safe village. Building wells attacks violence at its roots and is an opportunity to share the good news of the living water in Jesus Christ. And called to the mission field at 11 years old, Margaret Farnsworth returns to Kenya after 14 years ministering in Kazakhstan. A contact for the Mission Society, she says Kenya is very open to the gospel.
It's a huge percentage of the population who would say they're Christian. It's about half of that percentage that actually professes and believes and has a true, genuine faith. So there's always opportunity.
Farnsworth sees their openness as an opportunity to challenge Kenyans. With increasing terrorist attacks nearby, Farnsworth says,
we walk by faith, not by sight, and we don't walk in fear. And God never promised us an easy trip. So if it ever comes about, I'm just praying that I am the witness he's called me to be in a difficult situation.
Pray for Margaret to be the light of truth to these people. You can help financially by following the link at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you a new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll teach you how to pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.